Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, the president spoke to us last night, and accosted, came up to Kellyanne before this, yesterday afternoon, and he says, will the president tell the truth tonight? That was his question to Kellyanne. And she pushed back and asked Acosta, will you tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or am I allowed to mention God to you? And they went on and on and on, and it wasn't real pretty. But perhaps what she should have said, what she could have said is, you can't handle the truth. That does seem to be the problem with the Trump haters, and especially the Democrat Party, although I believe they are only the camera hounds for all of them. Many rhinos are right there with them. You see, the truth is, it's all about money. Securing the border is not profitable for Congress. They know walls work. They just won't allow them. And that is an idiot statement that walls don't work and that walls are immoral. Kind of like they first passed the bill, then they'll read it. You know, that was Pelosi's words. What person signs any contract before reading and studying? Nobody who cares or has any common sense would do such a thing. But if you're trying to pull a fast one, well, that's totally different. Well, after the president's talk to the nation last night, Bernie Sanders came on telling America, I hate to say this to you, but the president is lying. There is no crisis on our border. Nancy Pelosi stated a few days ago that she doesn't believe the stats, the facts from Secretary Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security. The Dems don't care about the facts or the stats or any truth regarding any crisis in this nation unless it's the Trump crisis. The economy, up and down, that doesn't matter to them. The eternal war on drugs doesn't seem to matter to them. The looming China crisis doesn't matter to them. The crisis at the border doesn't matter. Human trafficking is never on their lips. And the fact we continue to sacrifice our young men and women on foreign soil, that doesn't matter to them either. You, we the people, do not matter to them. Well, it matters that you want to uphold without infringement the right to bear arms. It matters that you think you can pray in public and exercise your Christian faith. It matters that you voted for a man they now despise. They didn't despise him before that. You know, they were all there asking him for money when they were running for their offices. Liberty for you doesn't matter to them. Safety of the American people doesn't matter to them. It means nothing to these elected elites. Not one Democrat voted for Kate's Law, if you recall. Democrats and Republicans, those rhinos, lie to the American people on a regular basis. And when President Trump was just a sprouting candidate, I told you, they hate him because of his topics, immigration and trade. They go hand in hand. And the elected officials have cut deals that are making them wealthy and making you less safe, less secure in your jobs, lower wages. Drugs are just going crazy here in the United States, and Americans are dying. And there is a crisis, Bernie. Yes, there is a crisis. And the crisis, I repeat, is Congress against the American people. The crisis is the Democrats and the rhinos as they refuse to accept the election from 2016 and refuse to do their jobs. The crisis, my friends, should assure you, should make you understand without a doubt, you need to be the storm of 2019. We need to do what we can to hold these folks accountable. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because they are set to fight this, to fight you all the way. Today we're going to have with us Melody Cedarstrom. We're going to talk a little bit about last night and hopefully a whole lot about gold and silver and the economy, because I have some things here that I didn't tell her I had, but I've got some things here I wanted to mention to her. And Melody, welcome back. It seems like it's been a long time since you've been here.
It does. It seems like a very long time, and I just want to...
Okay, I cannot hear anything on the other end here. So we're having some phone difficulties again. I have in my hand, and I hope Melody can hear me because I can't hear anybody, there's 9 reasons the U.S. will have a recession or could have a recession this year. It says next year, but it's talking about now in 2019. And some of these things are kind of scary. And some of these things we have seen and we are watching. We are watching them right now as they unfold. It kind of categorizes this article, and this is written by a Douglas McIntyre. He categorized it as in the military conflicts, the trade tensions, and tariffs. And the three wild, it says number 3 is the wild fluctuations in oil prices. And we talked a little bit about some of the oil issues and things yesterday, you know, that the prices are cheaper at the pump. And Daniel Turner was giving President Donald Trump the pat on the back for that happening. Rising inflation. We have seen this and we have talked about how inflation is just another way of taxing the American people. And when we watch these things and the interest rates, and you know the president's been complaining about the feds because they just keep raising the interest rates, which makes things harder on the economy. Falling housing prices, those things, when we see that, and he talks about when this has happened in the past. The strength of the dollar. And that's one thing that we will talk with Melody as soon as we get my phone line fixed. And the climate disasters. You know, they're talking about the climate disasters. And, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing this new Green Deal that's going to break. It's just going to break America. It might be the final nail in the coffin if we allow these socialists to take over. And then he talks about in the finality here of the 9 steps is the Black Swan. And those are events that are unexpected, things that we can't secure. We don't plan them. They just happen. So last night we watched the president. And as I was watching the president, these other things were coming to my mind, unfortunately. And it was, again, Nancy Pelosi was insulting to the secretary of Homeland Security. When she pretty much slaps her in the face verbally and says, I don't believe you. I reject your facts. Well, just because she rejects the facts doesn't mean the facts aren't the facts. The same thing with our economy. Just because they don't want to accept it doesn't mean it isn't real. Things are getting better. And this article that I have here talks about that. Things are getting better right now, but they're still not where they ought to be. They're still not quite where they should be. So what's going on? What is happening with all this? And then fact checking with what Pelosi and Schumer were saying last night. I don't know if any of you watched it. I'm assuming that you did. I know Melody did, and I only know that because she was texting me last night. So we read the article, the letter to the editor from Ed Ziggs yesterday, and our friend Ed, he hits the nail on the head pretty much every time. And I had his article in my head too as I was listening to the president and I was listening to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and then all the pundits that have to tell us what they said because we can't understand. We're headed into a break. The number to call is 877-895-5410. We hope when we come back we've got things figured out as to why the phone line on my side isn't working, and we will be right back.
In a hurricane, there's no way to measure how far I am. Okay, let me tell you, there's no good reason why I can't.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I think I can hear everybody now, so we've got my issue fixed in my ears, I do believe, and I hope we have Melody back. Do we have Melody back with us?
Yes, I was just going to play a little joke on you, but I'm here.
Oh, it's not a good time for jokes. I'm getting a little bit edgy when I have these phone problems here lately. Did you hear anything that I said in the opening?
Well, yes, I did, and I want to thank you for a great opening. You were very spot on, and, you know, we do have a crisis, and, you know, it's just not the crisis on the border, but we have a crisis in this country, and it does begin with Congress, and it begins in D.C., and so, you know, as a nation, as, yes, we are in crisis, and we have been for a very long time, and we are at I do believe we're at some sort of a turning point. I'm not sure which way it's going to turn. Certainly, I always hope it's, you know, to the turn back to the Constitution and so forth and, you know, eliminate the elitists and whatnot. But, you know, it's one problem at a time, I guess we have to acknowledge and fix. And so it's you can always find the shine the silver lining, yeah, and so it's bringing the attention that is so desperately needed just to to for folks to realize that we are in a crisis.
You know, and my problem is, or my fear is, that most Americans are not listening to anything except the mainstream media, and many of them are not even listening to that. So they really don't know what's going on. They have to know something's wrong. They have to know something is wrong. And when, you know, when we have Bernie Sanders and we have Nancy Pelosi and we have these Democrats and a few Republicans that will sit there and call the president a liar. Remember when that guy got in so much trouble for saying you lie when President Obama was speaking to Congress?
Yes.
But that doesn't seem to be a problem right now. And yet we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say most people are more concerned about being correct with their facts than they are about being morally correct. So the Democrats, at least the left wingers here, they believe they are higher morally than the rest of the country. And I had an article today, Melody, that just made me sick. This woman that's a pro-abortion person is speaking to young girls. And she's telling them having abortion is like going to the dentist.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's their moral grounds, you know? And so, you know, we're going on and on with these. And then I get this article. Actually, my buddy here in the office got this article. And he said, you're having Melody on. I think you might like to read this. And it's 9 reasons the U.S. will have a recession next year. And it's talking about basically maybe this year. It could start in on this year. And he's mentioning all the good things that are happening. He's not denying that. But that then he talks about these other issues and why we need to, and we are watching. Yeah, I got a little tickled at some of them last night. You know, they were talking about the success that, you know, what the president has done with some of the tariffs. And they said, oh, but the American farmers are just suffering because of these tariffs. And I won't deny that isn't true in some instances, in a great many instances, but it doesn't bother them when they repeal the cool for country origin labeling to hurt the American farmers. That didn't bother them a bit because they got money for that. So, you know, it's a hypocrisy, and they want to take this moral ground when they really don't have one. And that really, I think, is a crisis in and of itself. Don't you?
There was an article, and I don't have the details in front of me. It's probably about a year old or so, maybe even longer than that, when I first had it and it was reported on. But there was it was about the Democrats and their belief in God is diminishing. That they, I mean, and this was in relationship to the politicians.
Right.
It was only like 40% of them believed in God, that they had a faith background. And the number to me is staggering. And it shows in their behavior. And it shows in, you know, how we see them, their actions and their policies. But then again, and you're right, it's all about money. This isn't anything new.
No.
It's been going on for ages. It goes on both sides. Both sides are at fault. There isn't anything that's the same. We have staggered off the path now, and it's just a matter of whether we get back on the path or we're beyond the returning to that path.
You know, I think Americans in general obviously have fallen away from their faith, from God.
Absolutely.
And that's why all of a sudden we're willing to accept things like the killing of the unborn child.
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday where Hillary Clinton, well, I didn't read the entire article, I just kind of skimmed it, but the title is, you know, she's helping push legislation. I want to believe it's in New York, but I'm not positive on which state. Anyway, she's helping to push this legislation, to support it, to make it legal to abort a child that's full term at birth. So what are we talking about when we're doing that? You know, they want to talk about these children that their parents are willing to take them through the desert and through all kinds of, with bad people, and then they end up sick at the borders, and it's a tragedy that we lose these children. No children should die like that, not in this day and age, but it happens. But it's through the choices that they have made. But here we are in this nation, and we're okay with killing our babies. And I talked about that in Sunday school Sunday when we're talking about how terrible they were back there in the Old Testament where they were sacrificing their children. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
You know, they're sacrificing, they're going to have pleasure with God, you know, please their God, you know, and we're sacrificing because, you know, it's just inconvenient. It's inconvenient.
Yeah, I know. And again, these are just signs of where we're headed and how do we fix all of our problems. Number one, this nation does have to repent and we do have to bring God back in. I mean, that is the answer.
It is.
God is the answer. So until we do that, we're going to have little bits of fixes here, little bits of fixes there. We continue to try to wake people up. And I'm always positive. You know, I try. I have hope, too. You know, I have hope that we'll get there someday. And, you know, but when you see how, you know, and we talk about the millennials and, hey, I was probably a little more liberal when I was in my 20s, too. And as you grow older, you do become a little more conservative. You do begin to see the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I also had a faith background, you know, to which I think is what woke me up to see what was going on and to seek the truth. And but how much of that, of these children today, the kids today, the millennials today, how much of that, you know, what is their background? I don't think they have the same strong background as what we had when we were children. And so whether they convert more to, you know, a little more of a conservative a person, begin to see the difference between the rights and the wrongs and good and bad and God and evil. I mean, I'm just talking today. I'm not sure I'm making any strong points, but we have a big fight on our hands. America is in crisis.
You know,
it's just not on the border. America is in a crisis,
and you know we have to start standing up and being bold. I have challenged my listeners, and I hadn't shared this with you yet, but I've challenged my listeners to be the storm. And maybe you heard me mention that in the last part of my monologue. To be the storm. We need to be the rain that replenishes. We need to be the wind that blows in. We need to be the lightning that purifies. You know, lightning, the air is always cleaner after we have a lightning storm. But it's got to be the people. It can't be Donald Trump. It's not going to be President Donald Trump. I think he doesn't get it all right. I don't always like what he says or how he says it. I see more sincerity in him than I do in any of these other people, and that's pretty sad. That's pretty sad. So, you know, it's we've got to recognize where the enemy is, and I still think the enemy is. We have lots of enemies trying to come in on the borders.
Yes.
Overstaying visas, and I mean enemies. But the real enemy right now, I believe, is Congress. I really believe they are a crisis because they hate the American people. They hate the president, but it's not him. It's the American people. We're going into a break. I do want to talk about a possible recession or collapse when we come back with you. I know that you've got some thoughts on that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. If you have a question, comment, give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody's office number is 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. She's a sponsor of the show with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and obviously we're going to get to talk about that just a little bit here. But the number to call her on her office, now don't call her right now, she's busy with me, is 1-800-375-4188. But you can call her right now if you call 877-895-5410. We have a caller. We have Jim from Wisconsin. He wants to talk about the enemy. Jim, how are you today?
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm good.
By the way, I have a question. Is Melody related to Eric Cederstrom?
Very distant.
Oh, okay. All right. I used to listen to him out in Colorado. But anyway, and I know he sells gold as well, but...
Correct.
Anyway, dealing with the enemy, I think, you know, we're dealing with a very big enemy within, and it's both sides of Congress. There are some good people, believe it or not, even on the Democrat side, very few, and there's some on the Republican side. But we're also dealing with greed and self-interest. People just don't care about anything but their own interests anymore. They're not willing to sacrifice anything. It's like, what's in it for me? What is the Congress going to give me? You know, what happened to what John Kennedy said? Ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. Nobody gives a damn about the country anymore or their grandchildren. It's all what's in my my retirement fund or what's in Medicare for me or Social Security. That is the enemy. This country has become moralless.
And we are. You're saying
the church is the basis of that because they have given up their responsibility to teach people morality.
So basically what you're saying is we are our own enemy. You know, it says we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but with principalities. And we've got a lot of principalities going on here. And you're absolutely right. We're a very selfish people. That's why we have abortion, because it's inconvenient. So, you know, we're a very selfish people. We're worried about what's going to happen right now, not 20 years or 50 years down the road for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. You're absolutely right.
One last thing.
I just want to say something here, but also, you know, and you're right, Beth, we're very selfish, and how do we become that way? Mm-hmm. We become by being successful.
Yes.
We became successful, everything, you know, we worked hard, and then it became easier and easier, and we became spoiled, we became all those things, and now here we are today. We're, you know, we're experiencing, you know, our success.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's ruining our country.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jim. One last comment.
The church is afraid. The church is afraid to say what is wrong. And, you know, it's all churches feel good. 60 million babies were aborted last year worldwide.
Mm.
60 million.
Wow. Well, and that's not enough. I mean, Hillary wants to do more. We're going to go a little farther into the, you know, actual birth, I guess, of a child. And I guess the body parts are worth more the older the baby.
Oh, yeah. Grandchildren get out of hand, so let's just put them to sleep, you know? For God's sake. I don't know where we're going in this country, but I don't think this country has much time left as a country.
I think we're being given a time to turn around. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. You know, I want to get back to the economy because you're exactly right. We got comfortable. We got wealthy in some respects. I mean, maybe not millionaires all, you know, not everybody's millionaires. I'm certainly not. But I'm going to go back to this and then
we
want to talk.
We have it pretty everybody easy.
We do.
Can afford, you don't have to be a millionaire. People can afford how many vehicles are in their driveways, how many TVs in their home. Hmm. We talk about how, you know, there's people on food stamps and so forth, and that's just amazing. There shouldn't be anybody on food stamps. As wealthy as this country is and as spoiled we became, I mean, there is certainly something wrong with the system.
Well, they got to have you dependent in order to keep
absolutely
you under control. Well, I'm going to read this little thing again because it goes right along with what you were saying, and that's from bondage to spiritual faith.
Yep.
From spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy. That's why I'm telling my listeners, you've got to quit being apathetic and be the storm. Hold these people accountable. Then you go from apathy to dependence. It's just like Jim was saying, you know, we all want to know what the government's going to do for us, for me. And from dependence, you're right back into bondage. And that's where we're headed. And I've seen these pictures, and you and I have talked about Venezuela before. And if people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have their way, we will be Venezuela. And one thing we're not hearing about, I watched
we are
lunch.
Venezuela.
We
haven't gotten to that point yet.
No. Well, you know, they're holding some Americans hostage there in Venezuela. They've thrown them in prison, and we're not hearing about that. And we need to be hearing about that and understand that things are not good. But let's talk about this. We're going back into this bondage. You know, first of all, it happened over 100 years ago. You and I both know that. We've talked about it, you know, when they decided to establish the Federal Reserve. And we do have somebody in Congress right now that's trying to get this done to audit them. I don't know that it'll ever happen, but he's trying to get it done, and we need to encourage that. That's part of the storm. And then also, you know, the removal, which wasn't 100 years ago, but when they started and they removed the standard, the gold and the gold standard of our currency, when they implemented the same year, they implemented the Federal Reserve, they implemented the income tax, and it's been all going downhill ever since. And who did that? Congress. Congress did it. So where does that leave us?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about bringing God back into our country, and it's like, you know, after this holiday, when you hear discussions from atheists about candy canes are repulsive because they are in the shape of a J, it kind of, you know, it's just like, I think some of these people are, they're just mad. They're insane.
Yeah.
But our money, our monetary policy, and I've said this years and years, our monetary policy has to be fixed. I mean, all the things that President Trump is doing, you know, is certainly giving us a temporary fix. And I do believe they're temporary. You know, the tax cuts, they're temporary. We're gonna have to pay for that. There's the tariffs, you know, they're a good thing. They're gonna help. But to what degree?
That they're going to put some pressure on, too.
But, you know, but if all of these things are temporary and so forth, at least it'll bring us back to, mm-hmm. you know, what's the next step? And maybe that next step will be, you know, trying to fix our monetary problems, our monetary policies and so forth. So, I mean, anything that changes, anything that it's active, instead of just being quiet and doing nothing for day after day, that's the bad part.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I can say about President Trump is, you know, he's bringing a lot of things to the table. And I'm like you. Yeah, I don't agree with everything that he says or, you know, is doing and so forth. But it's better than doing nothing. Kudos to President Trump.
And that's what we've been seeing out of Congress for years, but particularly since President Trump was elected. They pretty much don't do anything.
I just can't figure out, you know, if he wanted money for the wall, why didn't they do it before the election?
Because the rhinos didn't want it.
That's right. So, you know,
you can blame the Democrats if you want. Right now, I think they're just the camera mouthpiece for all of them.
You're right. And the thing of it is, where's McConnell? I haven't seen him in days.
Maybe he's doing the hula in Hawaii. I don't know.
Actually, I think he said everything. Personally, I mean, I don't know. This is just my little conspiracy theory. But, you know, they passed three-quarters of the spending bill in September, so it wouldn't interfere with the elections.
Yes.
And you know, he basically said, well, we'll pass the other quarter in December and blah, blah, blah. So he was promising Trump that he'd probably have his money, that they'd get it done and so forth. But where is McConnell? He's gone. He's lost. So what did he do intentionally to set this up to be where we're at today? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, if you go back and you look at some of these, the time frames and the comments and so forth, it's like...
Well, let's when we come back, we're headed into break. Let's talk about who else was missing last night, because McConnell was missing. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They have been a long sponsor of the CSC Talk Radio. I encourage you to use them for all your gold and silver needs and other metals, precious metals as well. Give her a call in her office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. They put out a wonderful newsletter. It's DGScoins.com. Get signed up for that newsletter, DGScoins.com. Melody, we do have a caller. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. I hope you and Melody are both doing good and staying warm.
Absolutely, Laura. Hello.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to lay into it.
Okay.
Title 28, USC 3002, Section 15A. States that the United States is a federal corporation and not a government, including the judiciary procedural section. The de jure states, which are the actual true common law states in the form of republics, and the de jure United States with a small u, were subsumed or set aside by the Bankruptcy Act of 1933. So everybody that thinks that they are going to speak to their representatives and to their congressmen and get something changed, they're totally, totally thinking wrong, because all those people up in D.C.
work for the
are
corporation.
Part of a corporation.
Okay,
they
so let me stop you right there, because I don't totally disagree with you, but if we can't talk to them and settle anything, what are we going to do?
Well, we need to get the convention of states that they are trying to do right now to get rid of this government that we've had since the Organic Act of 1871. When that came in, it changed our Constitution, our organic, true Constitution, for the United States, for America, into the all capitalized corporate United States of America, Inc.
Now, we have talked about this numerous times in the past, and in fact, I have like 9 or 10 articles that were written about this incorporation, and then each one of the states became incorporated. You and I agree on almost everything, but I don't agree on the Convention of States, and because I don't agree on it, it's because of what you just said. It isn't what it was, and it'll still fall in the hands of these elected officials, and it could go real sour real fast.
I think what the president's trying to do, I mean, although I don't completely follow everything that he does, because I know there is some, I know he is led by a lot of Jesuits out there, and not that all Jesuits are bad, but the ones that are advising him are, and they're getting him to harm the country more than help. I agree with his wall. I think we need to secure our borders, but
okay.
How many times have you talked to representatives and they said, oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to do this, and then they do something else? How many times did Claire McCaskill do that? Thank God.
Roy Blunt, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna let you go, because we're getting a little off the topic here with our economy. It's all involved. It's all together, but these are topics for another day. I do believe that President Donald Trump is doing the right thing with the tariffs, and time will tell whether he's doing the right thing with some of these other things, but he's doing something, and they've been not doing anything for a long time, and I still want to encourage my listeners to be the storm and to get on the phones and get in the faces, not in a bad way, not in an ugly way, but you've got to let these people know you're keeping an eye on them. So anyway, I appreciate you, Laura. Always appreciate you. Thank you so much.
And what she's trying to say is, well, we do need to get back to our gold-backed money, and that's
absolutely
the whole point of fixing our monetary policy. That's what we need to do. And until that's done, this is going to continue down the road.
And
all
this,
it's all about money.
All this
they're
that
not
happened.
Going to fix anything, because they don't, you know, they all prosper.
And all this that
world.
Happened that she's talking about with the incorporation
absolutely.
Of the United States and each one of the states, then they had to do it to be a part of it, to get what it, to get what was coming to them, you know. They all had to go along with that.
Yep.
This was all done by Congress. Not the same people that are there now, but by Congress. They did this. They stole from the American people, and they continue to steal from the American people and take your liberties and your freedoms and your independence away. They continue it on a daily basis, and we've got to crack down on them. So, first we have to take care of things at home, and that's just given. We just have to do that, and by securing with our gold and our silver. And
you know, she made a point. I mean, it's like we can talk until we're blue in the face. We still have to do it. What are they going to do? They don't listen to us.
That's right.
So then what are we going to do to protect us? Because if you don't think by talking to them is going to change anything, then things are going to get really bad.
Yes.
If they're not already really bad.
Well, they're already really bad.
They're already really, really bad. But yet people are still out there eating. They're still buying cars. They're still relatively.
Still going farther in debt, though, too.
They're going deeper in debt, but they don't realize how that makes them a slave, because they like their trinkets and their toys. And, you know, and again, it's we're at this place. And what's going to change it at this point in time? Nothing.
Yeah. And we're almost.
Play out, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't protect yourself. You know, you're going to get caught up, and you're going to lose your purchasing power. And, you know, we talked about Venezuela. We use that as a comparison. That's what I said. We're there. We're not in the streets yet.
Hmm.
It's coming if it doesn't get fixed.
Well, we're down to just about a minute, so we need to.
We have 90% silver is a great way to buy your silver, and very cost effective, especially since the price is rising on silver. I don't expect the prices for gold and silver to really do anything this year, but go up. We're going to have a little bit of pullbacks. We have a $25 face value of half dollars. They're great to be buying at this point in time. There's no excess premium on them, and for a $25 face value, they're $325, and that includes your shipping costs. So it's a great buy. Give us a call, 800-375-4188.
It's 1-800-375-4188 for this package or anything else that you might need. She sells, she trades, she does it all. So, Melody, I appreciate you. Sorry again that we had some issues at the first of the show. I appreciate all that you do for CSC Talk Radio, and we're going to get you back on real quick.
All right, appreciate it.
I want to promise no problems next time.
Bye-bye.
Melody, thank you. Appreciate it so much. Have a great day. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'll tell you what, there is so much, like Laura said, so much that has happened to the American people, so much that has happened to take away your liberties, and you need to dig, you need to figure it out. I do have those articles if you want to read about the incorporation of the United States. I have all those articles. They were written by Tony Antiso, Anthony Antiso. We still have them. We keep them on hand. It has to be you. You the people, we the people, we're the only ones that can truly be the storm that brings America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.